They serve 20 different types of noodles here, and these guys are masters of them all. To perfect the technique, every year he would do this for at least 2 hours a day for a year and a half.
Oh my God.
This is good. That's good. It's amazing. It's like noodle bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like, get in there. I was taught to cook at home by my mother growing up in England. As we travel across China, I'm looking forward to the challenge of cooking in its fiery professional kitchens, where it's rare to find any women. I love it. The drama, the commotion, you know, and also the excitement as you approach, you know, a wok like this, because you never know what's going to happen. This is a very intense heat source here. It's like it heats up the wok to over 350 degrees. It's very powerful. It really keeps you on your toes, because 1 second off and you could burn and destroy the whole dish. Throughout our trip, we'll be cooking dishes simple enough to do at home. First is my take on a classic northern noodle recipe, zha jiang mian. It's the Chinese version of spaghetti bolognese. It's basically a meat topping, a delicious savory meat topping on top of delicious noodles, and sometimes you have some fresh crunchy cucumbers. Every region has its own variation of the sauce, but the essentials are minced pork and bean paste. This is belly pork, otherwise Chinese call it hua rou, five layers of heaven. You've got skin, you've got fat, you've got meat, you've got fat again.
That's what gives it flavor.
And this bit is quite fatty, so I'm not going to use that.
Ooh, you can use that. That's the best bit.
Wow, it's really oily, Ken. I don't know, you think so? Maybe a little bit. Just for you.
Well, my uncle used to tell me, no fat, no flavor.